Chapter 2 Tongfan's shocked exclamation can be heard all the way on the other side of the house. By the time he bursts into the kitchen, wild-eyed and out of breath, Sui Zhou has already chopped a handful of scallion greens and dropped an extra-large portion of noodles into the pot. Wangxia waves a cordial greeting while sucking in another mouthful of noodles. He's in his usual chair at the kitchen table, his hair tied up in a simple half-bun and swept back neatly behind his shoulders. Sui Zhou's best blue robes look twice as formal and expensive on him as Sui Zhou would have previously thought possible. The naked relief on Tongfan's face is wrenching, and Sui Zhou is immediately swarmed by guilt. Tongfan should not have had to come home to a scene like the one in the courtyard. They should have done something about the bodies. It's only Wangxia had been so cold his lips had been turning blue, and Sui Zhou is still scattered, even now. He hasn't yet regained his footing. Cooking has always helped him ground himself. It's useful and structured and requires concentration without being stressful. And in the end, he will have created something delicious and nourishing that can be served to someone who will enjoy it. Tongfan, usually, and sometimes, like today, Wangxia.
"I'm hungry, too," Tongfan complains.
After a long moment, he spends staring at the hair falling down Wangxia's back. Sui Zhou can sympathize. It's distracting him, too, although it's a perfectly respectable style. It's just unexpected on this particular man.
"You better have saved some noodles for me, and I want a larger portion than him, because I'm sure it's his fault our yard is littered with bodies."
Wangxia's smile is crooked, and Sui Zhou can't be certain he isn't looking at his mouth for too long again.
"How hurtful, Tongfan. How unprofessional, too. Aren't you supposed to consider all the evidence before coming to a verdict?"
It's his usual, light, half-serious teasing. But now, it feels different. Part of it is Sui Zhou's confused, ridiculous impulse to come to his defense, which he duly ignores. But that's only one part, and Sui Zhou isn't ready to deal with any of it. He heaps Tongfan's bowl high with noodles, beef, and vegetables, and doesn't say anything. He doesn't have the right words yet. He will find some soon, though. He has to, because he wants to have Tongfan consider the evidence and sort out a likely course of action. Tongfan is better with this sort of thing, most of the time at least. And even when he isn't, Wangxia usually lets him get away with his gaffes because he likes him. It works out either way.
"You're wearing Sui Zhou's clothes."
Tongfan's brows are drawn together, hovering halfway between confusion and suspicion. Wangxia smirks.
"This is why you are renowned for your investigative skills, Tongfan. Nothing escapes you."
When Sui Zhou deposits the noodles in front of Tongfan, he is subjected to a pointed glare and a slightly petulant frown, both of which demand information. He still doesn't have the words, though. Especially not in front of Wangxia. So he just shrugs and goes back to filling his shrimp dumplings.
"Someone will be by to clean up."
Wangxia stands and turns to give Sui Zhou the politest, most distant and appropriate of shallow bows.
"Thank you for the meal, Bai Hu Sui. If you feel the Western Depot's assistance would be beneficial to your investigation."
With a loud clatter, Tongfan drops his chopsticks. Sui Zhou jumps at the sudden noise and has to stop and just breathe for a moment. When he recovers, Tongfan is wide-eyed and astonished, gaze flying back and forth between him and Wangxia, as though he's never seen them before. Then he closes his mouth and leaps up to grab Wangxia by the arm. He grabs Wangxia, the commander of the Western Depot, arguably the most dangerous man in the damn empire, by the arm. And then he drags him back to the table and pushes him down into his seat. And Wangxia just lets him. One of these days, Sui Zhou's heart is going to explode from the stress of being around Tong Fan. On the other hand, to be fair, Sui Zhou is the one who stuck his hand down the commander of the Western Depot's underpants. He's the one who can't seem to stop himself from staring at the man's lovely mouth, and has been trying hard, and with limited success, to think only virtuous thoughts while he does. He's also the one who has been unable to prevent himself from dwelling on the fact that the arguably most dangerous man in the damn empire is pleasingly lithe and muscular in a way Sui Zhou would not have expected from a court official. Not bulky by any means, but definitely well-trained in some form of combat. Evidently, he and Tong Fan are a matched pair of suicidal fools, at least when it comes to this particular man. "You can't walk out of here looking like that," Tong Fan admonishes, shaking a stern finger in Wang Shi's face. "Stay right here. Don't move." Tong Fan rushes out in the next second, leaving the forgotten noodles steaming on the table. And Wang Shi stays. He does move, though, first to turn and quirk a quizzical eyebrow at Sui Zhou. Sui Zhou can only shake his head in reply, and then to lean over and steal some of Tong Fan's scallion-sprinkled beef. He shoots Sui Zhou a mischievous little grin as he does. It makes him look absurdly young. Wang Shi stays until Tong Fan returns with a comb and various accessories, which he arranges on the table. He doesn't leave, even when Tong Fan unceremoniously pulls the tie from his hair and loosens it with his hands, as casually as though it were the most normal and expected thing in the world. When Tong Fan arranges his hair down his back, smooths it into place with a palm and begins to carefully comb it out, Wang Shi looks over at Sui Zhou, wide-eyed and oddly, uncharacteristically uncertain. But even then, he stays, and doesn't say or do anything to stop Tong Fan. And Sui Zhou finds he has forgotten how to breathe. Walking over to the table seems like a journey of 1,000 miles, but nothing could keep him away. Tong Fan doesn't even look up when he stops next to them, just grabs a jar of scented oil to shove into his hands. Sui Zhou can't open it because he can't tear his gaze away from Tong Fan, gently pulling the comb through Wang Shi's hair. He feels shaky and unsteady with the intimacy of it. "So I've been thinking about my new romance novel." Tong Fan is trying too hard for a casual tone. It's the first sign he's given that he isn't quite as self-assured as he appears. "I want to branch out a little. Capture a new market, you know? A eunuch as one of the romantic leads would be ideal. Any thoughts?" Silence falls in the wake of the question. It swells until it seems to fill the room, heavy and oppressive, stealing all the air from Sui Zhou's lungs. He doesn't like the blankness that has fallen over Wang Shi's face. It reminds him too much of how he looked when that leering thug touched him. So he takes in a long, unsteady breath against the oppressive silence, gathers himself, and is just about to speak when Tong Fan shakes his head, not looking up from the gleaming fall of hair he's working on. "Fine, then." He releases his air in a loud sigh and simply waits. Not long after, Tong Fan decides Wang Shi's hair has been sufficiently combed. Sui Zhou helps him work oil into the entire length, and watches Tong Fan separate it into sections. He twists and braids with a neatness and care Sui Zhou has never seen him afford his own styling, and fixes the top knot in place with his favorite pin, before stepping back with a somber nod. "There you go. All done." Wang Shi looks to Sui Zhou first when he rises to face them. His gaze is sharp and cool, interrogative. And Sui Zhou finds himself tongue-tied and gut-punched like a youth in the throes of a violent crush. All of his words abandon him in an instant. But Wang Shi is waiting for an answer. and there is only one possible way for Sui Zhou to reply. He's taller than Wangshi, but not by all that much. Wangshi's lips part slightly, just before Sui Zhou brushes them with his own. Perhaps he was about to say something, but he doesn't in the end. His mouth is soft and warm and intoxicating, and far more lovely to kiss than to look at. He smells of Tang Fan's bath salts, the subtle cedar notes of Sui Zhou's hair oil, and himself. By the time Sui Zhou draws back, his world has shifted into a new shape, realigning itself once again. I think, Wangshi starts, and then catches himself short. The blankness has fled his expression. His eyes are huge and stunned. His mouth is soft and sweet, and Sui Zhou wants him with a slow, deep burn that already threatens to consume him. It's an interesting idea. He forgets to take his mud-encrusted dragon robes when he leaves. Tang Fan eats his noodles with a broad, silly grin on his face, and doesn't even complain that they've gone cold and soggy. And Sui Zhou? He still doesn't have the right words, but he thinks he might not need them after all. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.